Tonight is Monday, March 20th, 2023, and for tonight's devotional, I wanted to talk about sacrifice. Now, there used to be a phrase people would say to let someone know that they care deeply for them, and it may still be used, but I don't hear it as much nowadays. The phrase was, "I'd take a bullet for you." Now, this statement meant to convey that you were so committed to someone that you would literally give your life for them if need be. While this sounds very noble for someone to say, I think we're all painfully aware that talk is cheap. The thing with sentiments like this is that it's easy to say, seemingly has some meaning, but will almost certainly never be followed through with. It's not to say that no one has ever had to consciously make that decision, but the odds that you or I will ever be in that situation is highly unlikely. So the cost of throwing a phrase around like that is really pretty low. But what if it wasn't? What if we did actually find ourselves in this unlikely scenario? Well, it's probably not too hard for us to imagine ourselves in a situation like this. We've seen similar things portrayed in movies and TV shows where one person volunteers to die in the place of another. It's always shown as heroic and selfless, an act of compassion so profound and noble that no matter what these people had been like beforehand, they will forever be remembered as a hero. Knowing that we'll all pass from this earth at some point, going out as a hero sounds like a pretty good way to go. But of course, it's never as simple as all that. If you really put yourself in that situation, your mind will surely be screaming at you to make the choice of self-preservation. The instinctive fight-or-flight response would kick in and attempt to compel us to try anything other than certain death. It's just the way we're made. So in order to actually lay down our lives for another, we would have to fight against our very instincts. On top of the primal desire to stay alive, our conscious minds would be running risk versus reward scenarios, likely at blinding speed, to try to make a justification for this fatal decision. We would consider the loss of this life we've grown accustomed to, the people who would miss us when we're gone, and of all the someday's that we were waiting to experience when the timing was right. Then we would have to ask ourselves if this was actually worth dying for. In a nutshell, deciding to give your life for another is a very hard decision to make. Even still, I'm sure that we can imagine scenarios where we would make that very decision. If your child's life could be spared by you sacrificing yours, would you do it? I think most of us probably would. We care deeply for our children and we want to protect them, even if that means giving of ourselves. What about a parent? Would you take the place of your mom or dad if they could live on? Maybe. It might be a tougher sell for some of us, knowing they've already lived most of their lives already, but we do love them, so, you know, I could see it. What about your pastor? A man or woman of God might be worthy of our sacrifice. Or what about a friend? Would you die in the place of your friend? Maybe for a good friend, right? Not an acquaintance or a buddy that you hang out with every few years. But what about a stranger? If someone you've never met came up to you and asked if you would allow yourself to be killed so they could live, would you do that? I'm going to guess that you would not. You might say sorry or see if there's some other way you could help them, but to give your life for someone that you don't even know would just be crazy, right? Lastly, and I promise this will be the last question, would you be willing to give your life for someone who hated you? Someone who would rather spit in your face than talk to you? Someone who would gleefully kick you when you're down and celebrate your losses? Would you die for them? Of course the answer is no. No, you would not. And no living person would ever expect you to. In many ways, we as a people are not so dissimilar to the people of 2,000 years ago. Paul talks about people in his day who were also reluctant to lay down their lives for their brothers. He said that almost no one would give their lives for a righteous man. Maybe, just maybe, if you were good, someone might step up for you, but probably not. So why does any of this matter? Well, we all know that giving of our lives for others is a price too high for most people. The reason why this is even worth talking about is that despite the insanity of the situation, one man chose to do it anyway. In an act so contrary to the way of this world, one man offered himself up for those who loved him and also, maybe more importantly, for those who didn't. By his actions, Jesus established a definition of what sacrificial love is and set a bar so high that for those who attempt to follow his lead would be left humbled in the midst of their failure. Let's go into Paul's word on this in Romans 5. It reads, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith unto his grace in which we stand. So we rejoice in hope and glory of God. Not only so, but we also boast in the tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces patience, patience produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. While we were yet weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Rarely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from wrath through him? For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, how much more, being reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? Furthermore, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Now, what's so amazing about these verses is how clearly Paul lays out Jesus' mission. Jesus laid down his life for you and for me, sure, but also for everyone. Paul says, while we were yet weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. This wasn't his followers he died for. It wasn't for the righteous or the innocent or those who were just down on their luck. He died for sinners, for the ungodly, for those who opposed him, for those who hated him. He didn't just die a horrible death on the cross in our stead. He died also to mend our relationship with God the Father. His sacrifice defeated evil. It wiped away our sins, and it broke down the barrier that kept us from an intimate relationship with God. Jesus has reconciled himself to us. He laid down his life for all, and he died to save this broken world, even in our sin, even in our hatred and rejection of him. He died so that we may live in him. So as we go forth this week, let us look at the world and the people in it in a new light. Let's attempt to see things through the eyes of Jesus. See your loved ones as reconciled to God. See your neighbors as worthy of God's love. See your enemies, yes, even your enemies, as people whom Jesus himself would lay down his life for. Let us show the world the love that God has shown us and assure them of the connection to Christ that they also have available to them. In the words of Paul, let us rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. And this will conclude tonight's devotional.